KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and we have 14 degrees. We're looking for a high today of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping local news, multiple law enforcement agencies were engaged in a high-speed pursuit late last night through three area counties. The pursuit began just before 10 p.m. on Highway 71 in Audubon County and continued south into Atlantic at around 10:15 p.m. with a suspect vehicle, a dark-colored BMW with paper registration, tags only, and no license plates, reaching speeds of up to 125 miles per hour. The pursuit entered Pottawatomie County on Highway 6 and had approached Oakland, where at least two police units were set up to intercept the BMW. The suspect was reported to be in custody at 10:34 p.m. last night. The pursuit involved deputies with Audubon, Cass, and Pottawatomie counties, the Iowa State Patrol, officers with the Atlantic Police Department, and other agencies. Additional details are currently not available, but it appears the chase, according to dispatch reports, may have pertained to a domestic situation involving child custody. News time is 7:08.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Atlantic developer Don Sontag Wednesday evening decided to pull his application for $250,000 in tax increment financing funds from the city, which would have helped to bankroll the construction of 10 duplexes on the city's southern edge. Some of those units were to have been sold, the rest rented. In a letter Sontag read before the council and provided to the media, he said that since a meeting pertaining to TIF funds for the Southern Heights 2 project was held on November 30th of 2012 between himself, his grandson Austin, attorney Dave Chase, and city administrator Doug Harris, Harris has apparently been working behind the scenes to, quote, derail the project. Those efforts, according to Sontag, included negative talking points about the project in city council members' packets.
Tonight's city council agenda and the attached information sent with it to the council members, to me, reflects the bias that has been injected into the process from the beginning. Even if the city council were to recommend the TIF requested to be used for this project, I have a strong feeling that drafting a TIF agreement with the city administrator, who has been opposed every step of the way, would be a very difficult and suspect of major risk for us financially going forward with this project.
Sontag said he also believes conversations were made with individuals from the public who would be opposed to using TIF funds for the project and were given encouragement to speak out against it. He went on to say that past experience of Harris's actions and characteristics have left him skeptical on what other roadblocks may arise into the further into the process and the project.
I do not believe our present city administrator has the same goals for Atlantic as some of us, and therefore I find the need to step back, stopping the process, and discontinuing my efforts on this project. I want to mention that I deeply regret the loss of job that could have been created from this project.
City Administrator Doug Harris was not present at Wednesday night's meeting. Afterward, Mayor Dave Jones said he differs from Harris, whose TIF philosophy, according to Jones, is not all development is good for the city. Jones said no development is not good for the city. 19 Iowa cities, including Elkhorn, have received a combined $20.8 million in low-interest state loans to improve water quality in their communities. The Iowa Finance Authority announced the loans Wednesday. The money is aimed at helping cities pay for upgrading or constructing water and wastewater infrastructure. The loans range from about $90,000 to almost $7 million. Participating cities include Albion, Centerville, Humboldt, Osceola, and, as we mentioned, Elkhorn. The loans come from a state fund administered by the Iowa Finance Authority and the State Department of Natural Resources. And officials at the Iowa DNR say crews of the city of Elliott discovered a wastewater discharge Wednesday morning on the northwest side of the Montgomery County town. City officials are not sure when the discharge began, but they estimate up to 8,000 gallons per day of untreated wastewater was bubbling up in the middle of an unnamed tributary of Coe Creek. Coe Creek flows into the Nishnabotna River. The city of Elliott has contracted with a company to dig up the sewer line and work to fix it. That work is expected to begin today. The DNR is cautioning residents to keep children and pets away from the unnamed creek on the west side of Elliott for at least 48 hours after the work is completed. The DNR will be on the site to provide assistance to the city. DNR staff will continue to monitor the cleanup as well. The city will be sampling water quality upstream and below the discharge. News time is 7:12.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Morey, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alex Ohl, age 34 of Manning, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Alex Ohl will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Donna Lee Landsman, age 78 of Harlan, died Sunday. A funeral service for Donna Landsman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Laura Garrett, age 100 of Stewart, died Friday. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Olwen Price, age 84 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Olwen Price will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jim Burnett, age 76 of Earlham, died Sunday. A memorial service for Jim Burnett will be Friday at 5 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Mary Ann Olberding, age 78 of Manila, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Olberding will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Pearl June Kenny, age 90 of Overland Park, Kansas, died Sunday. Memorial services for Pearl Kenny will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock in Overland Park. Glenn Brown, age 92 of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Glenn Brown are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Kenneth Johnson, age 80 of Atlantic, died this morning at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Kenneth Johnson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wayne Wheatley, age 69 of Walnut, died Wednesday. Services for Wayne Wheatley will be held at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The date and time are currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.